in a southern town where I was born. That's where I got my education. I worked in the fields and I walked in the woods and wondered at creation. I recall the sun in a sky of blue and the smell of green things growing. And I lived every day, and I lived anyway, anyway the wind was blowing. But then I heard of a cultured city life, breathtaking lofty steeples. And the day I called myself a man, I left my land and my people. And I rambled north, and I rambled east, and I tested and I tasted, and a girl or two took me round and round, but always left me wasted in a world that's all concrete and steel, with nothing green ever growing, where the buildings hide the rising sun and stop the free wind from blowing, where they sleep all day and they wake all night to a world of drink and laughter. I met that girl that I thought would be the one that I was after, in a soft blue gown and a formal tux. Beneath that lofty steeple, he said, "Do you, Barbara, take this man? Will you be one of his people?" And she said, "I will." And she said, "I do." And the world looked mighty pretty, and we lived in a fancy downtown flat, 'cause she loved the noisy city. Then the days grew cold beneath the yellow sky, and I longed for green things growing, and I talked of home and my people there, but she'd not agree to go. Then her hazel eyes turned away from me with a look that wasn't very pretty, and she turned into concrete and steel, and she said, "I'll take the city." Now the cars go by on the interstate, and my pack is on my shoulder, and I'm going home where I belong, much wiser now and older.